Module 5, Basic Structure of a Coaching Session. Once a client has decided to obtain a life coach and begin the coaching process, they need to attend a coaching session, which can be tailored to their needs and desires. Since coaching can be done in person, over the phone, or even through email, the planning process can be more flexible, and clients are more likely to attend the session if they have several options available. Develop an action plan. Before the client attends their session, they must build some sort of an action plan. The purpose of an action plan is to identify key areas of the client's progress and timelines, such as recent achievements, challenges, or general questions. The action plan should discuss any key points or progress from previous weeks or time since the last coaching session, and identify what the client wants to discuss during the current session. The client typically develops this action plan before the scheduled session and sends it to the life coach in advance for review. Steps of an action plan: discussing accomplishments, identifying challenges, tracking client progress, creating goals or targets. Ask questions. It is important to ask questions during your coaching sessions. Not only does it establish good communication skills, but asking questions also helps identify what the client would like to be coached on during the session, as well as determine any recent problems or challenges that may have come up. Questions should be asked by both the client as well as the life coach and should provoke answers other than simple yes or no. The client then has a chance to gain perspective from another point of view and can better identify where an issue may be coming from or how it can be resolved. The life coach can ask a series of questions to find out how the client is progressing toward their target and help identify any obstacles in their path while helping them develop a new or improved strategy. Overcome. Once the client has a defined action plan and has begun to ask thoughtful questions for their coaching session, the next step is for the life coach and the client to work together and determine what goals the client wants to achieve before the next session and how they plan to do it. In this segment, the client should have an idea of what they want to achieve, also known as overcome. This is the time for setting some sort of mini goal or short-term goal. The life coach can better help the client establish this by determining exactly what the client wants in the long run and what steps or processes will need to be done to reach that point. Together, the client and life coach can create an action plan and timeline on what the client will need to do or accomplish. The life coach must ensure that the action plan is realistic and achievable, while the client must be willing to practice self-discipline in order to follow through with the action plan. Set a timeline. By the end of the coaching session, the client and life coach have developed a tentative action plan and identified any challenging areas as well as positive outcomes. From this point, the client and the life coach should wrap up the session and begin to determine what to do in the near future. This timeline is created for in-between sessions, which is typically a week or two. The client should outline what they want to accomplish before the next session, creating some form of mini goal or target. The life coach can help the client determine a plan of action and advise the client on strategies they can use to achieve their goals. Timelines should include what the client wants to accomplish, what challenges the client expects to face, what sort of timeline the client will follow. Case study. Jason is a life coach that recently started working with his client, Fiona, who has been experiencing anxiety since she lost her job. Their first scheduled session is set for 2 weeks from now, so Jason instructs Fiona to create a potential action plan she wants to follow to help her re-identify herself and establish a new career. He tells her to send it to him a few days before their session so he can review it. Jason also told Fiona that during their session, she should ask lots of questions and determine a more final action plan for achieving what she wants. Finally, Jason tells her that before the session ends, they will create a timeline together to help her obtain her goals and stay on track between sessions.